Garbage. It's a smelly part of all of our lives. If you live in Peterborough, you might be used to seeing it piled up on downtown sidewalks or in public parks. As a matter of fact, the problem of illegal dumping in Peterborough has gotten so bad since major changes to the city's waste diversion program in October of 2023 that the city has introduced a new pilot program to deal with the issue. Clean Streets Peterborough was approved by Council in June of 2025 and includes a number of changes to waste collection in Peterborough aimed at making the waste collection rules less opaque and thereby curtailing dumping in parks and on other public property. The pilot project came back before Council on May 25, 2026, a general committee to consider additional changes aimed at lowering barriers to waste collection and keeping the public educated and informed. So if you just wanted to go over again, yeah, just like a little bit about the program.
Yeah, so maybe I'll start with a bit of a background.
That's the voice of Ilmar Simonovkis, Municipal Operations Commissioner for the City of Peterborough. He spoke to me over the phone about the Clean Streets program and what the city hopes to accomplish through it.
The waste collection program is actually delivered across a couple of departments, and there's a street collection done through Public Works. The parks are actually managed through the Parks and Facilities Group, and then we have, of course, bylaw enforcement. And what we were looking at last year was ways to improve collection and to try to minimize illegal and inappropriate waste showing up in parks or around some of our public collection, you know, waste garbage cans. So a lot of the recommendations that came forward in this report were really focused on making the collection system more efficient and making it easier for people to get rid of their garbage.
If you wanted to just highlight a couple of the ways the report does that, like what are some of the measures that the city is taking to make that process easier?
So one of the recommendations was to increase the residential bag limits for a period of time until December 2027. And the thought around this recommendation was to see if that would help any homeowners that are dealing with bag limits that may be disposing of waste in, say, the public park areas or public receptacles, to give them the capacity to put the garbage out to the curb.
How does the city intend to make that sustainable? Is it not possible that once enforcement goes from 8 bags to 4 bags again, that the same problems occur?
Yeah, good question, Evan. As residential homes generally produce the same amount of garbage, I mean, statistically, it's very consistent across the province. The intention is that we accommodate as much of the garbage that we need to. So we are going to be tracking the collection tonnage for the various streams that we are adjusting, including the city pickups at the curb, the bulk items, and the waste that we collect in the park. Expectation is we might see a little bit of an uptick, but also where the residences that are, say, struggling with bag limits and need the additional bag, to provide support to either help them with green bin diversion or blue bin diversion, and see if there are reasons why their larger bag limit requirements are the way they are. And generally, you know, there's always going to be a few homeowners that need a little bit more. And ideally, if we can identify where that support is needed and see if we can actually either facilitate specific changes that make that happen or adjustments to the program, that's the intention.
How effective has the city's green bin diversion program been to this point, if you know?
Yeah. Actually, the green bin program, when it was launched, I think about a year and a half ago now, maybe 2 years ago now, it's been very successful in reducing a lot of the waste that would have otherwise been going to our landfill. And our diversion rates are actually hitting our objectives. We're planning an expansion at the organics facility to deal with the processing of the organics in advance of what we were initially anticipating. So the volumes that are being diverted are incredibly successful. And that material is being processed and that organic compost is being utilized. So a huge success, and we're hoping to do more with that. The reason for the bin cost being dropped is that when bins go missing or are damaged and the resident is left with what was previously a nearly $100 charge for replacement, it's it's almost easier to not replace the green bin if that's the case. And really what we're looking at is what other municipalities are doing, and their fees are more in line with sort of a fee that is reasonable to expect the resident to pay, but also ensuring that the green bins are available and that the program is being utilized as effectively as possible.
While most members of Peterborough City Council expressed support for the revisions to the Clean Streets program presented to them on May 25th, there was one critic among them when the motion came up for approval at council the following week. At City Council on Monday, June 1st, Councillor Alex Burke raised concerns about the use of cameras as part of the Clean Streets plan, citing the possibility of their being used by police to surveil residents beyond the scope of the Clean Streets initiative.
Nowhere in this report have I seen evidence that a surveillance program is required to achieve these objectives. The report, almost in its entire length, argues that illegal dumping is driven by disposal costs, bag limits, missed collection days, lack of realistic disposal options, confusion around the rules, and property management issues. The cameras, the ideas of surveilling parks, public parks with cameras, comes almost as an afterthought near the end of the proposed solutions. Staff, to me, have not demonstrated that surveillance is necessary to achieve the program's goals. The report says that staff would later establish, quote, protocols respecting signage, privacy, records retention, evidentiary use and evaluation, end quote. That means that council tonight is being asked to approve cameras before seeing those protocols. Today, the cameras are for dumping. Tomorrow, they could be justified for graffiti, loitering, encampments, making art in the parks, nuisance complaints, general bylaw enforcement, and so on. Council is being asked to approve surveillance without defining clear limits.
There is an item in there that drew some attention at council last week, and that is specifically the item around cameras and surveilling of like problematic illegal dumping sites. I know Councillor Alex Burke expressed some concern about the way that these cameras could be used, and I'm sure that there are constituents or people who use public parks who might have some sort of similar concerns. Do you think you could speak a bit to what the impetus for, you know, the use of these cameras is and how they're going to be used as part of this program?
Yes, and it's really an item that we wanted to include in the recommendation as a deterrent in particularly difficult locations where we're not seeing any improvements. It's something that, you know, whether or not it actually comes to full implementation, there's going to be a number of steps needed to get there. For sure, public engagement and communication around those locations is important because we don't want to be breaching any privacy concerns, and ideally we do see improvements in the collection and the disposal of sort of misappropriate locations, reducing that we may not even need to go to a camera system. I think at the end of the day, though, when we do get to the point of actually implementing a camera, I do want to make sure that council and the community are well informed and that we're doing this in a transparent way with the intention of making our parks and public spaces cleaner and more, more friendly. And the intention is just that. So whether or not we actually do implement a camera, it's going to really be, depending on how the community embraces the current changes and, you know, becomes part of our civic pride objectives of trying to do a better job across the city.
Waste collection fees are waived for the duration of 2026 in the effort to improve waste collection. Residents can schedule large item collection free of charge on the City of Peterborough's website. The increased bag limit for residential waste collection will remain in effect until December of 2027. Upcoming efforts of the Clean Streets Initiative will include education and public outreach events, as well as targeted enforcement and surveillance of high-priority dumping sites. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.